Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we continue a focus that we'll have this week on being renewed. Bible tells us that as I grew older, I appreciate this verse even more, is that even youth grow weary and stumble. But they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Being weary, stumbling, is not uncommon. In fact, it may be the most common trait of mankind. But we have the ability, maybe not the ability, we have a source, a place, someone that we can turn to that knows how to renew us because, well, He created us. Today we're going to talk specifically about being renewed in spirit. Psalmist writes, and he says in Psalm 51:10, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." Some translations will say to renew a right spirit within me. This spirit within us to know that we can go to God and ask, not only ask but receive a renewed spirit. The very essence, the inner being of who we are. We probably know people that are kind of down in spirit. Perhaps we are that person. If we're not now, there's likely a time that we have been. And there's likely a time we will be again, where we will become so inwardly discouraged that we can no longer hide or mask it. But I think it's important to realize and to look at how David writes about his pursuit of a renewed spirit, of his request of God. And he begins his request by asking God to create within him a pure heart, a clean heart. Sometimes just the act of cleaning up our surroundings helps us to feel better. For the Christian, the act of seeking God and allowing and using His help to clean up our life ought to make us feel better. At least when it's all done. There are not a lot of people that I know that enjoy cleaning, that enjoy the process of cleaning. Many enjoy the finished result. Many enjoy what that work brings about. And the same is true in cleaning our heart. Jesus says that it's out of the overflow or the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. And when our heart is, well, in need of a good deep cleaning, we discover, if we're paying attention, that the things coming out of our mouth aren't what they should be. And when people begin to notice that the things coming out of our mouth are not what they should be, it's a good indication and sign that we need to spend more time with God, asking and allowing Him to clean, to purify our heart. And when we look to God to do that, when we seek His help, we discover that in the process of purifying our heart, He renews a right and a steadfast spirit within us. A spirit which cannot be shaken. Not long term. A spirit that holds fast to God. A spirit that continually lifts up the things of God. That continually looks for His help, for His presence, for His instruction. A spirit which continually follows. My daughter enjoys, that might be the understatement of the year, watching the old Touched by an Angel television series. And has the entire series on DVD, and she'll watch it from episode one all the way to the end and then want to watch it again. And because she's generally watching that in my office, the soundtrack is kind of in the background whenever I'm working in the office. And so many of these episodes I probably have memorized the dialogue. But there's a statement that's said various times by those portraying those angel positions. And it has to do with their responsibility when the Spirit moves. And it's simple. It's they follow. And I think if we begin to recognize God creating within us a steadfast spirit, it's a spirit that, well, it follows God. It follows His Word. It follows in submission to His Spirit within us. You see, when we go through life seeking to make God known, we discover that He makes Himself known to us for the purpose of us making Him known to others. And living with this steadfast spirit, living with this renewed spirit, helps us to represent Jesus well. If we live with the pursuit of a clean and pure heart, and allow God to renew our spirit every day, the Bible says that God's mercies are new every morning. They're new every morning because we need them. Just like the manna of the days of the Israelites wandering, there was a need to be reminded daily of God's provision. To not store up what God was pouring out. And with God's mercy, with His cleansing of our heart, of our life, with the renewal of our spirit, when we make it a practice to daily go to God for His mercy. To listen. To be renewed in spirit, we find that the stuff of life doesn't build up so much. I'm one of those that doesn't really enjoy the cleaning process. Most people would describe, if they're being kind, my work areas as cluttered. Other words that would be used if they're not trying to be so kind, but it's not that I set out to do that. It's that I lose track. I'll spend a day cleaning my office and having everything put away where it belongs and surprise people. And it isn't long before it's back to where it was. Not because there's a single day that everything gets scattered, but because it isn't long. I leave something out one day, another thing the next day. I'm going to get to that soon, and so I'll just leave it here on the desk so I don't forget. And before I know it, it's back to where it was. A pile of stuff. Cluttered. And then it's a project that's going to take too long, to too much of my time, and so I put it off. And I think when we consider God creating within us a pure heart, to renewing our spirit, it's often that same issue that we deal with. We skip a day of spending time in prayer, spending time in God's Word, and our spirit becomes a bit cluttered. Doesn't look bad, there's just a little bit out of place, but most people would never notice. And then another day and a week goes by and the clutter's grown. We've gone a week without spending time in God's Word and prayer and fellowship with Him. And then all of a sudden it looks that the task looks too daunting to tackle. The steadfast spirit looks so unattainable. The pure, the clean heart looks out of reach. Well, we know it's possible. We're just not sure we want or think we have the time to do what it takes. The advantage of going to God every day and saying, create in me a clean heart. Renew within me a steadfast spirit. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love not only is poured out upon us, but it's a love that's full of understanding for who we are and how you've made us. Not that any of our faults or sin or shortcomings are your fault, but you understand. And you understand our need to daily be made new, to experience your mercies each day, to be renewed in spirit, to allow our hearts to be cleansed, to not accumulate the trash of this life and the clutter of living. God, today I pray that you would help us, every person listening today, whenever that might be, to be renewed in spirit, not just now, but that we would make it a practice to spend time with you, cleaning up the little stuff of our life so it doesn't become big. Keeping things in order. Seeking you in prayer, spending time in your word, allowing you to be present in all of our thoughts, in all of our actions. Father, that we would live with that renewed spirit. That your very presence within us would continually lift us up. That the things that flow out of our mouth would be things filled with the fruit of your spirit. And that renewed spirit within us would be a reflection of you living in us and living through us. God, I pray that you would help us to seek you in all things. Father, that we would be mindful of that which is flowing out of our mouth. That you would help us to accurately evaluate what that represents and the cleansing that needs to take place. Father, as we enjoy the benefits of a renewed spirit, may our spirit be renewed in Christ in such a way that we share Him with others, that we encourage others. Father, that in all things we would lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.